Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Nobody's perfect, we all got flaws. Chasing the light even when it looks far. Sometimes we'll slip but never fall. Living a lush life, getting close to the God. Every day's another chance to get it right. Know it ain't easy, taking one step at a time. Shout to the ceiling, we gon' live a lush life. Oh, what a feeling just to live a lush life.
Hey, hey, y'all. Welcome to episode 1 of the Lux Life Podcast, a bi-weekly podcast curated for Christians who want to please God while enjoying life. I am your host, Chyna Johnson. So let's go ahead and get started. So first, we're going to start with Lux Life News. So make sure that you subscribe, share, and rate the podcast, and just give us feedback. Please follow us on Instagram at the Lux Life Podcast, LUXXE, and follow me on Instagram at Chyna, CHYNNA.J. Post the show, tag us, show us some love so we can know like how you guys feel about the podcast and what you love and what you would like to see from us. Also, follow me on the YouVersion Bible app at CHYNNAJ so that we can build this awesome community. And then also after the episode, make sure that you look in the show notes and you click on the downloaded prayer for this episode. So we're going to go ahead and get started. I'm so excited to have you all tuned in, ready to go. So this week's episode is going to be focused on building a strong foundation, building a strong Lux life. So how do you build a strong foundation? We're definitely going to talk about that today. I'm going to cover 4 main points about how to do that and how to do it well and have fun while you're doing it. So this episode came about because throughout my walk with God, setting a foundation was definitely the hardest part for me, getting into routine and just learning how am I supposed to pray? Okay, I can't really be hanging out with my old friends because they're doing stuff that is sinning, so I don't want to be a part of that. So how do I find new friends? People are saying spend time with God. What does that look like? People are saying read your word. Every time I read the Bible, I get no revelation. I don't know what's going on. What's up? What's going on? So first, we're going to start by talking about how important foundation is. The way you build your house with anything is the way it falls. So the way you build your relationship with God is going to show you how it's going to withstand years from now, 50, 20, 30 years from now. Definitely setting the foundation properly is definitely going to save your life, literally. So the first scripture we're going to start with is Luke 6, 47 through 49. And it reads, "As for everyone who comes to me and hears my word, put them into practice and I will show you what they are like. They are like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rocks. When a flood came, the torrent struck the house, but could not shake it because it was built well." So that goes back to making sure that you build super strong foundations. So when storms come or anything like that comes, your house will not be shaken. It'll be well built and still intact. But one who hears my word and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without foundation. The movement, the torrent struck that house, it collapsed and it was destroyed and ruined. So, of course, none of us wants a life or a house or anything that collapses or gets ruined because we personally didn't lay strong foundation. So definitely today is all about setting the proper foundation. So point number one for setting the firm foundation is prayer. Prayer is definitely the start of any relationship with God because prayer is communicating with God, talking to God. You don't have a relationship with your mom, your dad, your boyfriend, or your girlfriend or whoever without talking to them. Like, in order to get to know somebody, you have to talk to them. You can't just be like, oh, never going to say anything to you, but I expect all these great things from you. Oh yeah, I'm never going to talk to you, but I want you to know that I feel A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And it doesn't work like that. So the first scripture for this is Philippians 4:6. Do not worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all that he has done. Yes. Ooh, praise God. That was good. So this is saying, like, instead of worrying, take everything to God. God cares about big prayers, little prayers. Like, he cares about all those things. So take those things to him. So you're probably asking, like, okay, China, you're saying take all these things to God, but I don't know how to pray. I don't know where to start. Help me. So one thing that definitely helped me when I was growing in my relationship with God was a prayer method called pray. So each letter of pray stands for something. So the first P, well, the only P, is praise. So praising God, lifting up his name, telling him how good he is, just being thankful that he redeemed you, that he came back for that one out of the 99. And on this podcast, just know that you're always going to hear me talk about God coming back for the one out of the 99, because it just hits me every time, because literally God left 99 to come back for you. Like, he's going to come back for you no matter what. Like, so that is just definitely, like, just a little tidbit about me. I'm definitely always going to bring that up because it just means so much to me. So just praising God, lifting up his name, thanking him, just giving him the glory that he deserves, just giving him the honor that he deserves, honestly. So the R is going to be for repent. So just kind of letting God know your sins, just repenting for them. Like, God, today I repent for talking trash to my mom. I repent for being a uneasy co-worker to work with. I repent for just not loving you the way that I should. I repent for not spending time with you. I repent for just not being who you called me to be. So the A is asking. So you're asking God, like, okay, God, you ask him what you need. God, right now, my car is really acting crazy. God, I'm believing in you for a new car. God, just please help me. Like, God, right now I'm feeling anxious. God, right now, God, you told me to come to you with all my worries and all my burdens, God. So here it is, God. Like, I'm about to get evicted. This is about to happen. Like, just lay it on him. But also, the Y stands for yield. So what yielding is that you're still and you're listening to what he's saying back. Prayer is a two-way conversation. So that means that you're talking to God, but you're also going to sit and give him time to talk back to you. It's not just, oh, pray, ask for all these things and walk away, keep it moving. Like, no, you have to yield. You have to stop and give him time to respond, because God is always talking to us. Whether we hear him or not, is honestly up to us, because he's always talking. Like, he always has something to say. And you also need to figure out the way that God speaks to you. Like, God speaks to people in a numerous ways. And we're definitely going to have a podcast episode on the different ways that God speaks to you. But for me, a couple of ways that God speaks to me is, of course, through his word and through nature. So, like, his creations, like, when I'm outside by water or anything, I definitely get revelations, and through other people. So God has some people that he's entrusted me to that definitely will bring me words and different things, and times when I really need them. So just remember that prayer is a conversation between you and God, and definitely use the pray method, and it'll definitely help you a lot with your journey. So point number two for setting a strong foundation with God is Christian community. Definitely get yourself around some Christians who are on fire for God. Like, even if you're not at that place in your walk, you need to be around people who are at that place. So then you can see, like, okay, so this is how China prays. Wow. Like, this is how sister so-and-so, like, reads her word. Let me stay close to her so I can learn just different things. And then also just having people to talk to about your struggle. Like, right now, it's hard for me to pray. Can you help me? Do you have any tips? Like, community is definitely something that God wants us in. Because, like, in Genesis, God said it's not good for man to be alone. Like, and that didn't, of course, it meant for Adam, but that's for all of us. Like, we are not meant to be alone and doing this by ourselves. Because a tactic that the enemy uses is also isolation. Like, oh my gosh, like, you're the only person going through this. Nobody cares. Like, you just need to keep this to yourself. And no, you don't need to keep it to yourself. You need to allow other people to carry your burdens, and so that the law of God can be fulfilled. And so that takes me to our scripture for this point, Galatians 6:2. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. So what that means is, Once you get in Christian community, weights can start getting lifted off of you. Like, you're letting your friends know. Like, me and my friends are definitely, like, whew, I love my friends so much. Like, oh my goodness. They definitely have changed my walk and definitely have just changed how I approach a lot of things. So, with carrying each other's burdens, what me and my friends do is, like, honestly, if we're going through something, we hit the chat like, look, y'all, I need y'all to pray for me right now, because right now I'm really, my flesh is taking over and I'm feeling weak. And then you have people who literally care about your soul and who care about just your growth and where God wants to take you. Like, it's not like, we don't have to have conversations like, girl, are we going to go twerk on the tables today? That's not something we talk about, because that's not something we're doing. So it's like having people who hold you accountable too. Because one thing about my friend group, and a friend group that you definitely want to be a part of, is having people who will let you know what you're doing is not right and what you're doing is not of God. And I'm sorry right now, China, that your feelings may be hurt, but at the end of the day, I care about your soul. Get you some friends that care about your soul, that care about where you're going to spend eternity at, honestly. Because I don't need no friends who, okay, we could party every 5 minutes, but you don't care about my soul. No, I need to be around a community of believers who literally care about where you're spending eternity at, because that's important. And then being in community gives you the chance to be around people at different stages of their journeys, so you can also teach them some things and they can also teach you some things. Because everybody, doesn't matter where you are in your walk with God, there's always things that we can teach each other. So definitely getting in a good community that you can also pour out and also allow people to pour back into you. So that's really awesome and really good. So point number three is a huge point that goes to how you hear God, how you interact with God, and just how you love God and how God loves you, and just your next steps in life. And that point is reading God's word. So I'm going to give you two scriptures and then we're going to go ahead and chat and talk about this one. So Psalms 119:105 says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path, which means that God's word should guide you. God's word should be the standard that you live your life according to. Like, God's word is definitely something that you need a light. It's dark out here and I need God's light to show me where I need to go, where I need to be, and what I need to do. So the second one is Romans 15:4. For whatever was written in former days was written for your instruction, that through endurance and through encouragement of scripture that we might have hope. So oftentimes when I'm going through something, there's always somebody in the Bible who has gone through it. So it gives me hope. Like, okay, bet. Like, I feel like God's not answering my prayers, but I know he answered Hannah's prayer. And this is how she went about it. And this is how I need to handle it. Or like using those steps to apply. Like, okay, I know Job literally loved God so much and all these things happened to him, but he never cursed God. He never went away from God. So just like using that to hold on to. And then also the Bible teaches you how God feels about you, like how God said, you're fearfully and wonderfully made. You're the head and not the tail. You're above and not beneath. Like, what does God say about me? Because God, I'm trying to get to know you. What do you say about me? And what do you say about how I should love you and how I should care about you? Because I honestly think that sometimes we think growing with God is like so unreachable and so possible. But one thing that I learned is treating God like dating. Like, okay, it's this guy I'm interested in. Don't I want to talk to him? Don't I want to get to know them? Don't I want to hang out with him? Like, don't I want to know, like, his background, like who his family is? Don't I want to know all these things about him and spend time with him and just grow in our friendship and our relationship with each other? Treat God like growing with God the same way. Like, okay, I know I want to grow with God. That means I'm going to have to learn about him. See what his word says about him. See what his word says about me. See how his word says I should treat him and other people. Just things like that. And then the Bible also shows you how to live, like your standard, like a lot of things. The Bible sets amazing boundaries and helps you avoid consequences, because a lot of things that go against what the Bible says have innumerous consequences. Like, for example, not having premarital sex. The consequence of that is stepping outside of God's boundaries is your feelings may be hurt. You may end up in a situation that you necessarily wouldn't have been in if you didn't take that step, or things like that. It's just like God gives you amazing instructions and boundaries to protect you. These things aren't for him. It's for us to protect ourselves and just to love him and just to glorify him in everything that we do. So point four is making time for God. So back to, like I said, in order to grow in relationship with somebody, you have to get to know them. Like, if you don't make time for God, how are you going to know who he is or what he's trying to say to you and things like that? So a scripture for this one is James 4:8. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. So what that means is, like, the more you push to get closer to God, the more he's going to push to get closer to you. And you're just going to learn about him and just be filled with joy about him and just get to know him and see who he is for yourself. Because oftentimes we kind of have this idea of God that we've got from our families or our church homes, but we don't actually build, like, proper relationships with him for ourselves. So definitely getting to know who God is to you and for yourself and what that looks like according to biblical standards. Because sometimes people are like, oh, I can hear from God, but I don't read his word. And no, you need to read his word and also pray and also hear from him. So just to conclude, just to wrap this segment up, point number one is prayer is definitely an amazing way to set the foundation to grow with God. Point number two, a Christian community can definitely help you set foundation and learn different things. Point number three is reading God's word helps definitely set the foundation. God's word also talks about the foundation in it. And making time for God. In order for you to set the foundation with anything, you have to learn it. You have to study it. And you just have to get to know it on a different level. So our segment for today is question and answers. But since it's episode one, we don't have any question and answers. So definitely DM me on Instagram at chynna.j or the Lux Life pod page, LEXXE page. And just DM us any questions that you have about growing with God, how to live a Lux Life, or just any questions that you have. So in this week's In My Bag portion of the podcast, In My Bag this week is the prayer method, prayer strategy, P-R-A-Y, praise him, repent, ask him, and yield to him. And also in my bag this week is my Bible. I use an amplified Bible because, like, when you're in a relationship with growing with God, you need to find a Bible that you can actually read and understand. So I went from, like, the Messenger version to the Amplified. Sometimes I go back and cross-reference the King James. But when you're first starting out, find a Bible that you can read easily. So, like, for me, I used to have Bibles that had, like, descriptions and stuff at the bottom. But as I started getting deeper in my walk, it started clouding my judgment. So I'm just like, instead of reading the word, I'll just go read what they say and then be okay with that. But now I need something that doesn't have any of that. I just need straight Bible. So you definitely have to find a Bible method that works for you. And another thing that's in my bag are my two journals. So I have two separate journals in my personal devotional time. I use a prayer journal that I write all my prayers in and anything that God speaks to me. Then I also have my journal where I write anything that I do as far as reading the Bible, like the different things I get from that. And I also use a Bible study method called SOAP, S-O-A-P. So SOAP stands for Scripture, Observation, Application, and Prayer. So with that, I use that every time I read the word to just break the word down, just to make it easier for me to understand. But thank you all so much for tuning in to episode one of the Lux Life podcast. I'm so, so excited to build this community and just to share tips and strategies on just to live a Lux Life, because at the end of the day, God came so that we can enjoy life and have life. So we need to do that. Enjoy your day.